Time now for sports. The NHL playoffs are here, and many teams have moved on to the second round. Last night, the Buffalo Sabres beat the New York Islanders 4-3 to advance. In the West, the most exciting matchup is the series between the Detroit Red Wings and the Calgary Flames, which is tied at 2 games each. The teams meet this afternoon in Detroit. Who cares, you ask? Apparently not very many people, judging by the TV ratings. Joining us now is our own Ron Smooth as Ice Rappaport. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Linda.
Now, we're talking nearly immeasurable ratings. How small are they?
Well, let me put it this way, Linda. NBC showed a few games last season and got their worst primetime ratings in 30 years. So far this year, the playoff ratings are worse.
Oh, my gosh.
Richard Sandomir pointed out in the New York Times this week that NBC's broadcast of the National Heads Up Poker Championship last Sunday drew a bigger audience than the game between Calgary and Detroit that followed it.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know the name of the network that shows most of the NHL games in the U.S.?
I confess that I do not.
I confess I had to look it up, and I'm not sure where it is on my dial. It's something called Versus. A cable network that only reaches 72 million homes. The league says it's hoping to build its audience through its website and YouTube, Linda. This is not exactly the NFL model we're talking about, is it?
Was hockey ever a big draw for TV viewers?
Was
it big?
Yeah, the ratings were almost twice as good when the games were on ESPN a couple of years ago. But then ESPN wanted to cancel its upfront payment, said let's sort of have a pay-as-you-go thing. And the league said no thanks. And they went to this network with far less visibility that at least pays them something up front, about $2 million a year.
Presumably the NHL's finances do not compare to other sports.
Well, they wouldn't want to make that comparison, of course, but by their own standards, they're not so bad. Since the lockout a couple of years ago, attendance is up, scoring is up, revenue at the arenas is up. The big problem is television. But, you know, you almost have to feel sorry for them. They can't seem to get a break this year. Sidney Crosby and the Penguins, he's the hottest young player in the league and their scoring leader, were knocked out in the first round. And as you pointed out, the league is nervously watching the Red Wings, one of its marquee teams. If they did catch a break, it's that the Rangers won their first round. And there's nothing like a New York television audience to boost national ratings.
Ron, before we go, what will you be watching today? Hockey, basketball, baseball, what?
Let me see. A-Rod versus the Red Sox, Cardinals versus the Cubs, Heat versus the Bulls. Who'd you say was playing in the hockey again?
Ron Rappaport, always a pleasure.
Good to talk to you.